Ramping up your business? The time is near. You've given it heart. Now get it in gear. It's Passage to Profit with Richard and Elizabeth Gearhart.
I'm Richard Gearhart, founder of Gearhart Law, a full-service intellectual property law firm specializing in patents, trademarks, and copyrights.
And I'm Elizabeth Gearhart, founder of Gear Media Studios, podcast and content coach, Passage to Profit co-host, and CMO at Gearhart Law.
That's a big list. Welcome to Passage to Profit, everybody, the road to entrepreneurship, where we talk with entrepreneurs and celebrities about their business journeys. We're going to talk about your new business journey. 2 in 5 Americans are thinking about starting their own business or are already business owners. And in today's world, visibility, funding, and innovation can make or break a business, but they don't always show up at the same time. So here's our question to the panel. What's been the hardest part for you? Getting noticed, getting funded, or getting taken seriously? Jess, why don't we start with you?
I would say getting noticed. It didn't take a whole lot of funding to be a consultant. I think really getting noticed, there's a sea of people. How do you get people to know what you're doing? And when I started doing this, it was the early 2000s, so social media wasn't really on the scene yet. So, you know, you try to do traditional interviews, or I'll write a book, and I've written 4 books. I'll put a book out there. And I think it's still the issue for everybody who's tuning in today, who's either already on the entrepreneurial path or thinking about it, that you need to do whatever you can do to get people to pay attention. And there's so much that's vying for our attention every single day. So we have to keep kind of popping up over and over so people say, oh yeah, and it has to be at the right moment.
That's great. Mickey, what about you? Was getting noticed, getting funded, or getting taken seriously the biggest challenge that you faced?
Well, there's a lot of manufacturers in the United States. There's a whole lot of them. So getting noticed by that community, I think, was probably the biggest hurdle when I was starting my business. I was fortunate that I had been doing it as a side hustle for quite a while, and I had good connections in a few different manufacturing communities, so that helped. But I still speak at a number of conferences, manufacturing conferences. I do a lot of podcasts, all with the hopes of trying to educate more manufacturers about grants. So I think for me, it was getting noticed for sure.
Kenny, welcome to the show. What about you? Getting noticed, getting funded, or getting taken seriously?
For me personally, I think it was getting taken seriously, right? So you have people around you in your inner circle who usually give you the biggest headache of all, right? They're the naysayers. Ah, you shouldn't do that. Yeah, Kenny, you've had better ideas. So once you get those people on board, once you can find all the holes in your own idea by listening to that feedback, maybe they're haters, maybe they're just negative, but when you're able to get the feedback from them that allows you to evolve your product or your idea, and then they can't poke holes in it anymore. Getting over that hurdle, that's the biggest hurdle, I think, being taken seriously. If you have an idea, if you want to step out of your comfort level, so you get out of that, I think the other two can come, because now you're really thinking about, this product is going to be successful. All the people who didn't believe in me believe in me. Now I just take this knowledge, get in front of the masses.
I really love that, because it's true that sometimes your friends and family, while well-meaning, may be a little bit on the negative side, and getting them involved and contributing to your business is a good way to kind of make them part of it, and then maybe they can support you more. So
sell your dream to the people in your dream first.
So true. Elizabeth.
Getting noticed wasn't really a problem for me, because we'd already been doing this show for a long time and I had a lot of contacts. And the podcast studio itself is very local based. And I have a friend who's a master networker, and she just has brought so many people here. And I've got clients from like the first day I opened. Getting taken seriously, I don't think that was as much of a problem, but getting funding has been tough. We bootstrapped. I didn't even really try that hard. I tried a little bit, but there's another problem when you do a brick and mortar business. The city decided that the day practically that I opened my studio, they were going to start ripping up all the roads and taking away all the parking around right now.
So it makes it hard to run a studio when people can't actually get into the building.
So you can't run a brick and mortar. People can't get into the building. So that's my biggest problem right now. But I would say
I don't know where that falls though, in getting noticed.
If I had had somebody walk up and hand me a $50,000 check a couple years ago, the studio could have been done in a month and we could have been using it for a long time. But as it was, we did a lot of the work ourselves and we bootstrapped it. So that was the hardest thing.
So for me, I would say getting noticed is probably the most important thing for me when I started Gearhart Law. I feel like, good or bad, people do take me seriously when I'm talking on legal subjects. When I'm not talking on legal subjects, it's a whole different story. But when I'm talking on legal subjects, I usually manage to maintain their attention. And getting funded when I started wasn't really an issue. We started in the attic of our house. I had a desk and a computer and a phone and a little light bulb hanging from the center of the room. And from there, was able to get started. So I didn't need a lot of money, but getting noticed and finding ways to approach clients for me was the biggest challenge. Passage to Profit is a nationally syndicated radio show appearing in 38 markets across the U.S. Thank you to the P2P team, our producer Noah Fleischman, and our program coordinator Alicia Morrissey, our studio assistant Rissikat Busari, and our social media powerhouse Carolina Tabares. Look for our podcast tomorrow anywhere you get your podcasts. Our podcast is ranked in the top 3% globally. You can also find us on Facebook, Instagram, X, and on our YouTube channel. And remember, while the information on this program is believed to be correct, never take a legal step without checking with your legal professional first. Gearhart Law is here for your patent, trademark, and copyright needs. You can find us at gearhartlaw.com and contact us for a free consultation. We'll see you again next week on Passage to Profit.